This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Buckets. We are just inches away from the playoffs, and I figure, why don't I talk to Billy about it for a little bit?
You're getting bucket buckets.
Whew, March. That was fast.
Rough couple weeks and months for our teams.
Yes. I forgot that our teams are still playing because I don't know if they've won since we recorded about a month ago.
Well, I went to a Knicks-Clippers game 4 nights ago, and the Knicks won.
That was their first win in 3 weeks, and you were there to witness it. You know for a fact they won.
I went to the Knicks-Lakers game, like, a month ago, and that was probably the beginning of their, like, 9 or 10 game losing stretch.
Right.
And so I could cry. But your team may actually be performing worse in that same time span.
Yes. Slightly better, but worse than expectations. Yeah.
Anthony Davis must have still been healthy when we recorded the last episode.
Yes, I think so. He hurt himself right before the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked painful.
Of the three?
It looked like a big, big ouchie.
Yeah. That was probably the ugliest one he's had. But of the three, is he the one that you could afford to lose the least?
I would say LeBron the least. Okay. Affordable.
Okay.
Because he's, you know, just a solid, good guy who averages a lot.
Just the face of the team, too.
Yeah,
will answer
sort of
in the press conferences.
He's the brain, but also the legs of the team. Mm-hmm. So, like, he'll do everything, but also think it good.
Yep.
So he's the most important. Davis, number two. And then everybody else is tied for third, except for Westbrook, who's some sort of inversely proportional to winning last, where we want him to miss games, and he will never miss a game.
You are a giant Lakers fan. But you're not a bad guy, Amir.
Thank you.
And can you separate at this point the amount of hate he's getting from saying that's too much now? Like, we've crossed the line.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to be piling on to this degree. Is that the right approach? Or has he been playing so disappointing for so long that you have every right?
Yeah, he was heckling is, I would never, like, go to a game, sit in the second row and be like, you suck, to my own favorite team's player.
Right, or to any man, frankly.
Right. I think that the most I would do is boo in general.
That's right.
Just like if everyone's booing.
That's a fair ceiling. That's an agreement that we can all, you
like
can make a sound.
Like the Knicks booing Trae Young, that's funny and fair within the course of the game.
But what about F Trae Young?
If it's a group chant,
it's okay.
Yeah.
We like it.
But I'm not sitting second row and just like yelling at during a 23-year-old. Fuck you.
But he's come on the record as saying him and his wife are sad about it.
Yes.
Put some respect on my name.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true. They are sad about it. So I can't say no that you're not sad about it. But at the same time, he was saying like, this is just a game. It's not like the biggest deal in the world.
Yeah.
So don't call me names. So I was like, well, if it is a game, which I sort of agree with you.
Yes.
We can call you names, I think.
That's right.
Part of the game. The game is that you get paid $48 million and then we get to say silly
talk
things.
About it.
Yeah, exactly.
Russ never had a nickname? Has Russ ever
Brody?
Had... Brody.
Yeah,
that's
Brody.
Because I'm just thinking, maybe he doesn't like name calling outside of Russell Westbrook.
He's an awesome guy in general.
It seems like it.
Yeah, he seems like an awesome family man.
Yeah.
And off the court, he's just laughing and smiling.
But you need him to be an awesome point guard.
And he's actively
not
hurting the team. And then also never, ever not playing.
So I was really pumped when LeBron scored 56. But he, like, blew a tire. Like, he just, like, had to sit for a couple games because he scored 56 and he's exhausted.
He gave it all.
He gave it all.
110%.
For sure. Too much percent in retrospect. That being said, Russ suddenly had this opportunity. No AD. No LeBron.
Yep.
This is, like, classic Russ in Washington again.
Yep.
Just, like, give me the ball and watch us just go ham.
Yep.
Did it happen?
It sort of happened. I mean, they were slightly competitive.
Yeah.
They played worse with LeBron in games where they've just given up and lost by 40.
That's right.
So, like, the engine was good. It was just the end results were not great.
I wanted that 30-20-20.
Or
just something.
I don't think
one.
I don't think he has that in his soul right
and
now.
And that's kind of, or ever, he may never have it again. And that's the sad truth of the Lakers right
but
now.
But that's, it's fine. Like, Russ, like, you're 33 years old and you're an ex-MVP, and this is when the tires start coming off of explosive point guards.
You're right.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's also making your fan base go mad.
Yes.
Like, lose their minds. Yeah. Like, we are the Lakers.
Yeah.
Kobe is crying.
Right. Why are you doing this to
and
us?
He's like going home to his kids.
I will say he probably gets too much of the blame.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's like he's the new factor.
Yeah.
And he is a big factor.
Yeah.
But I think people don't realize, like, if he just joined the Lakers, we wouldn't be so bad. It's the getting rid of the four good players and then also bringing in the bad one.
Knowing he's coming back next year.
Knowing plus the salary. It's a perfect
It's the front
storm.
Office. It's like the front office made the mistake, and he is getting the brunt of all of it.
Exactly.
And that sucks.
It's kind of like when I sometimes ask my friends, I'm like, if they gave you $1 million to be the new James Bond, and, like, you know, everyone would be like, this movie sucks. This guy's not an actor. Why is he James Bond? He's just the 38-year-old white Jewish dude.
Improviser.
Yes.
Right.
At the same, you would still take it.
Of course.
Because, like, it's, yeah, so he's still, he's playing basketball and he's making money. He's just
47
not
times what you just offered me to be Bond.
Exactly.
Probably for half the amount of work.
But then if the reviews came out and they were negative towards me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, this is absurd. This is not okay. My family is living in shame.
Yeah. I would probably acknowledge, you're all right. Like, my jump shots are hitting the side of the backboard. I shouldn't be James Bond.
That's
like,
right. I'm missing layups. I'm missing dunks. I'm turning the ball over. That's on me.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. And sometimes they're going to, they shouldn't yell at a 4-year-old boy, obviously.
No, man.
But I don't know if they are even. I think he just felt bad that people were yelling it at him next to his family.
Fair. All of this is fair.
Yes.
So we've watched both the Knicks and the Lakers be really disappointing this year, especially in the past month and a half. Like you mentioned, playoffs are 16 games away or so.
Yeah.
Do we think that those two teams deserve, and that's kind of what we're playing today,
yes.
Do those two teams deserve to be in the playoffs?
I would say where they are is pretty accurate. The Lakers deserve to be a fringe play-in team.
Oh.
A frisky one and done. Let's see if LeBron can do something.
The preseason favorites to win the NBA championship.
Correct.
Yep. Frisky.
And the Knicks, I don't think, are going to make the play-in. I think they're a non-playoff team.
So what are we going to do on today's episode?
The name of the game is to construct, create hope for the best, the perfect playoffs. Mm-hmm. What the playoffs we want to see if everything breaks according to plan.
Right.
Some of these matchups are juicier than others.
Mm-hmm.
And these are might be the games that, like, the actual GMs and coaches might be playing within these organizations too.
That's right.
Like, oh, we're the 4 seed. Is it better for us to play Milwaukee and Miami, or is it better for us to play, like, the Sixers and the Cavs or something like that?
And those freaking Nets are just out there right now, and they could be an 8 seed, and that sucks for a 1.
Yeah, that's it's sort of like the rich man's version of the Lakers, where it's like they're also 3-17 in their last 20 games.
How do we calculate? Yeah, it's like, why?
Are they going to turn it on if Durant is good and Simmons is back and Kyrie is playing? Are they kind of like a 2 seed in disguise?
So that's what we're going to try and figure out today. We're going to pick some of our favorite teams that we think would make the most, interesting and dynamic first round matchups.
Yep.
And then basically rank out 1 through 10 in each of these conferences.
Yes, it's fantasy basketball, but not fantasy basketball.
That's right.
Let's start with the play-ins.
Yeah.
We'll start out west since we're already talking about the Lakers.
So right now, if it ended today.
Yeah, if it ended today, the Clippers would play at Minnesota for the 7 seed, and then the Lakers would play the Pelicans in LA. And if they win, they would play the loser of that Clippers-Wolves matchup for the 8 seed.
I am realizing now that I almost have to be reminded of how the play-in works.
Yeah.
In my mind, it was the 9 and 10s.
Yeah, it's 9 plays 10, and the winner plays the loser of 7-8.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
So 7-8 play for the 7th seed.
So the 9-10 Lakers-Pelicans.
Yep.
I'm into it.
Yeah, that's an exciting game. It's funny because it's like the whole AD trade, and now they're playing for a play-in.
With such different trajectories throughout this season.
Yes.
Like, the Pelicans started, 2-18, something
right.
like that?
You have their under, and you're like, if they just go 2-28, they'll mill it in.
Yeah. Done. Now I'm fighting for my life to try and win that over-under league. But that's another story.
Because they started playing better, and they're like, wait a minute, let's trade for CJ.
And
like,
that was, have you watched Pelicans games with CJ?
And Brandon Ingram.
They're good and fast and dangerous and scary.
And Zion's not even in the picture.
No.
He's not even in the state.
There's like whispers now that like he's on his path, but let's get real.
Right, it's March.
Right.
It's like kind of like the Lakers. We're trying to play Kendrick Nunn 3-on-3. It's like, okay, well, the season ends in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So Maybe Kendrick Nunn will play.
Sure.
But
but is he going to be good?
No.
Ben Simmons has a bad back just from sitting. Like, yes. He can't play right now.
Yes.
Because he didn't play.
I don't trust players that haven't done anything this year to just play in the playoffs.
Fine with it. I do think there is something very poetic, to your point, about the team that Anthony Davis left.
Yep. Beating
probably
the team
the odds
that he
went on to. Favorite would be the favorite in that.
I think if the game was in New Orleans, which might be more entertaining, though I'm hoping it's not.
Yeah,
I think the Pelicans would be favored.
I do too,
and it also depends on if AD is playing.
I think they're the better bet, whether or not they're favored. In the matchup. I think that they're the better bet.
I bet if the game's in LA, the Lakers would be favored just because it's like LeBron and a must win at home,
right? And let's we almost just like need to see that narrative shattered because he's just the name. It's like you don't beat Brady. You always have to bet on Brady.
Exactly.
But this Lakers team, and I'm not piling on, is bad and slow.
It's bad. They're old.
It's really tough to watch basketball. Not tough to watch in the context of, but this team should be so good. It's just really like chunky, slow, misguided
like ISO
basketball.
Balls, lots of hero balls. Occasionally LeBron does enough to win a game, but ultimately not.
DeAndre Jordan's pass that just passed him off the Lakers. Do you remember that pass?
That was
his last
outlet.
Play on the Lakers.
It was an outlet that sailed 41 feet too long.
Ro J got a basketball. And then cut.
No. Then it cuts to him and he goes, my bad.
I know. Whose bad? Whose other bad could it be? Spalding's?
No, we know it was your bad.
Good, but thanks for clearing that up.
Also, he's on the Sixers now?
Yeah.
It's like the Drummond Jordan pipeline.
Well, that's it.
The Nets, Sixers, and Lakers just
Dwight Howard is vaguely
rotating,
in that same pipeline.
They just rotate a crew of 38-year-old players.
Seven
who used
footers.
To be really good.
You just tell yourself they're seven footers.
They're big.
Yeah,
and
but
it's funny because Drummond is like 28, but he just feels like part of that.
He's
crew.
A big guy.
Yes,
he wears that T-shirt.
He just
40.
Seems like he's 31.
He's 40.
No, he's 28 or something.
Okay.
So where do you want, in an ideal world, where do you want that game played? Because I want Crypto.com Arena.
Yeah. I think that I'd be happy with that too. I think that that's better for television and all that.
Yeah. But it's not fun to be at the Smoothie King Center, if that's what they still call it.
No. And if they still have that mascot, that baby.
It's a weird
game. Do you know that big porcelain baby?
Yeah. That was
weird.
It's
like a porcelain mascot on top of everything else. It's just like so much is wrong with
it. It's an oddly it's like a fluorescently dimmed arena.
Perfectly put. It's fluorescent and dim, a little dank.
Yes, it's like we're in the wrong grocery store.
Why
now.
Is it?
why is it?
Nailed it.
Why is it humid in here?
It's moist.
It's moist.
That telecast is moist. Pelicans telecasts are moist.
It's a shiny TV experience.
No notes. I agree with Amir. Yes.
And on the other side, I think Crypto looks great on
looks
TV.
Great.
It
looks like SoFi.
It's like everything is bright,
well-lit.
Shiny,
yes.
The colors are nice.
Right.
Let's play the game there.
Okay, so we're fine with that.
Fine with that game as it stands right now.
Yeah. Is there anyone below the Pelicans currently in the standings that you do think you'd like to see?
Right now, it's five teams who are kind of actively trying to lose as many games as possible, starting with the Blazers, who are doing their damnedest.
They got wrecked recently. They get wrecked bad, like by 50?
They're trotting out the FanDuel All-Stars that don't have a picture yet.
Yeah, oh, the silhouettes.
The B. Williams, the who 37. Has 28 points.
The $3,700 silhouettes on FanDuel.
Yep.
The Portland Trailblazers.
They're kicking ass. Sacramento is trying to win, but just can't.
Duante is a real basketball player.
That guy. So the Lakers just played the Spurs.
He was the best basketball player on the court by a mile.
He's an All-Star.
Yeah.
And he's playing like an All-Star.
Yeah, he's playing like an All-Star.
DeJounte Murray, who's another clutch guy. So like he's like in the LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats, little brother, Instagram story after a great game.
After the game, he went up to Russell Westbrook to tell him to keep his chin up. Like, he's the veteran. I was just like, wow.
He's great.
Yeah.
DeJounte Murray is great.
So I'm rooting for them, but they don't have a chance. So I'm not rooting for them to actually make it to the playoffs, but I am rooting for him.
They're still five losses behind the Lakers.
Yeah, so and they've only won 25 games.
It's weird because their team is pretty solid.
Yeah.
Like, when they were playing, I'm like, this is not a bad team.
No, they move the ball quick, all that.
Yeah, and they play well, super well coached.
Yeah.
They have centers that seem to know what they're doing. But
Sacramento, below them.
They're done. It's over. They're poisoned.
But they look better.
They look better.
You know, people were killing them for trading Haliburton, but they do look better.
Yeah. I mean, they're not winning games, but they look better.
Sure.
Doing. Yeah.
I don't know if Sacramento has ever won a game.
No,
but
yeah.
it's on a sliding scale of do they look good losing or bad losing?
Did you see that stat where it's like when Rick Adelman's their coach, they made the playoffs 13 years in a row, and without him, they're 0 of 29 or something?
Bambino 2. Yeah.
Like everything before and everything after has not been a winning season once.
Adelman.
Yeah.
Good job,
and then
Rick.
While he was there, he always made the playoffs.
Yeah. Those teams were dominant.
Yeah. Then there's the Thunder and the Rockets, who are probably mathematically eliminated.
Okay, cool. So we can at least agree that the top 10 teams currently are is who we're going to be playing with right now.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then above the Lakers and Pelicans are this Wolves, Clippers, who are kind of probably going to stay there as well.
It's looking at the standings, I'm quite surprised to see that the Timberwolves are 10 games up on the Lakers this year. Or yes. Whatever it is, nine,
yeah,
whatever
yeah, yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I mean, they're a real good, they're a good, solid basketball team. That makes sense to me. When we play them, the Edwards and Kat and D'Lo just run.
There are certain teams when I see them play against the Lakers where it's like the Lakers physically cannot keep up
Memphis.
With this team.
Yeah.
Any team that sprints, any team that has any sort of transitional
young, exciting,
instinct.
Yeah.
Pelicans too.
Deep, yep.
Just fast enough that it's like,
yeah, what are we supposed to do here?
And
they're
see,
running faster.
LeBron has this really bad tell where he gives up, where he just doesn't run back on defense on like consecutive plays. And
yeah.
He like looks at the ref as if the ref is even looking. The ref's running down court
yeah.
like you're supposed to. And that's such a bad tell for a basketball player.
I mean, when you're 37 and you sprint on offense and a guy misses a three-pointer, then you're like, oh, no, I don't want to sprint all the way back.
So
then
retire.
Yeah. Well, he can't
if you do don't
that
like
either.
This, retire.
The problem is he also can score 56.
Yeah, but then when he scores 56, he can't play for two games.
That's correct.
So it's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
So it's tough.
He's in limbo right now.
Clippers, Minnesota. I think that kind of seems like what it would be.
It's yeah.
Two teams that I did not expect to be in the playoffs this year.
Clippers are oddly decent without Kawhi and without Paul George.
But it does feel right, the 6 through 10 currently. Minnesota 7, Clippers 8, Lakers, Pelicans. That does feel like a distinctly lower tier
yep.
than the top 6. So this
yeah.
does still feel like an appropriate 7-8.
Yeah, it's a middle tier.
Yeah.
The middle class for sure.
Is there a team that you would actually say has the upper hand?
In that, probably Minnesota, just because they have their stars.
Yeah.
And the game will probably be in Minnesota.
And I also just went to, I agree. And I think that I saw the Clippers play the Knicks. The Knicks have been so bad for so long. I was expecting just like man and coffee and these guys who were like
Reggie
players.
Jackson.
Just to wreck us.
Yeah.
They looked so bad.
Why is that, I wonder?
They looked so flat. It was a Sunday night in LA, which kind of already had like weird vibes. Like this isn't really basketball time
yeah.
at like from 7 to 10 in
yeah.
LA on a Sunday. But they looked flat as hell. And when you see a bad basketball team play live, you're like, oh, this team could never win.
Right.
So then you think like Carl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards and these other guys go up.
They're going to destroy them.
They're going to destroy them.
Yeah.
But they have 34 wins on the season. So
I think you were right to think that you were going to that game. You're like, I'm pretty sure it's a noon tip-off. It had the sense of a noon tip-off.
It's Clippers-Knicks on a
right.
Sunday. That happens at 12:30
yes.
in either city.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether it's New York or LA, like that venue has another thing going on.
Yes,
that night.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's usually a Laker game, but I guess the Lakers didn't. So they're like, all right, we'll take the Sunday night spot.
I didn't even look at the schedule.
No.
I didn't even look at the schedule. I called you. I was like, I can't hoop on Sunday because I'm going to the Knicks game. And you guys were like, you know, like, I think you could probably make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could. It was seven hours after we played basketball.
You were watching other people play basketball.
Sorry.
So the Wolves will probably beat the Clippers, which will set up what we probably also want to see, which is a Lakers-Clippers, which everyone wanted to see 2 years ago in the Western Conference Finals. It'll be a winner-take-all for the last playoff spot.
That's really fun. That would be the best. If we are playing the perfect playoffs,
yep.
but the basketball fan of me says that Minnesota and the Pelicans is actually probably a better basketball game.
Better basketball game, but like it's like the one that the league doesn't want to see.
Totally. Narrative-wise.
Lakers-Clippers.
Narrative-wise. That's what we want.
So that's my perfect play-in is the Clippers losing to the Timberwolves, the Lakers beating the Pelicans, and then the Lakers beating the Clippers for the eighth spot.
I would be very curious to find out if you could A, bet on the Lakers making it out of the playoff, like being one of the play-in teams to make it.
Yeah.
And how far, like, there's no reality in which the Lakers make it to the second round of the playoffs, right?
It doesn't look so. They'd have to beat Phoenix.
Wow. Trouble.
Which, it's funny because, like, I look at Golden State and Phoenix. I'm like, oh, that's more doable than Memphis and or
right.
Minnesota.
Right, right, right.
Because they're also a slow half-court team.
Right.
So they can't run us out of the gym. They can just out-execute us,
mm-hmm.
which will probably happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it just feels more doable, especially because I've seen the Lakers just beat the Warriors.
Totally.
Yeah.
The Warriors are on this, like, epic comedown
right,
right now, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess Draymond Green has a lot to do with it, and he's not playing right now.
Okay. So that would give us, let's just say, the Lakers come out of this?
Yeah, in my perfect version, it's the Wolves beat the Clippers and the Lakers beat the Clippers. And then, so it's Minnesota is the 7th seed and Lakers are the 8th seed.
Is there anything in the West from the top 6 teams currently where you're like, oh, that's a discernibly different team? Like, you did mention Memphis, and I agree.
Yeah.
But Phoenix, Utah, Dallas, and Denver are all kind of similar teams to me. Do you feel the same way?
I think Phoenix is in a league of their own.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
That's true. That's fair.
I would go Phoenix and then Dallas, Denver is roughly the same. And then Utah, for whatever reason, never.
I guess Utah, Dallas, Denver to me feels like this chunky three-team thing where it's like you're very interchangeable in my understanding of gameplay.
Yeah. They're probably all in the same division, whether they are or aren't.
Yeah. Spiritually, they're all the same.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like pretty solid team that hopes to make it to the second, maybe the third round.
That's right.
Aren't necessarily title favorites.
One of them will just jostle past the others.
Yeah, which they have been doing in like the last couple of playoffs. Like, remember, it was like the Utah-Denver series.
Yeah.
That exciting one.
In the bubble?
Dallas always plays the Clippers but never gets past them. Yeah, in the bubble. So,
is there a team in this grouping of these six that you want to see go to the... what? Like, aside from like fandom, just like this would be a great story.
Memphis. Yeah.
They really have shocked the world this year.
They're awesome. they're really great. And Ja Morant is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Super exciting. I actually bet on the Grizzlies to make the championship.
When?
Like when they won like 9 games in a row a couple months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
To win the championship.
No, to make it to the finals.
Even better.
It was like 26-1 or something.
Let's
like that.
Go.
Yeah.
Great.
Great bet.
Great.
Yeah. And they've only won more games since.
And they continue to win.
But do you think they're like legit? Like,
that's the interesting thing.
It's kind of like
playoff basketball.
Yeah.
Half court basketball.
It's kind of like the Cavs a little bit or the Bulls. Solid regular season team.
Can it sustain?
Can it sustain? They don't have the star.
What happens in playoff basketball? It becomes very defensive, becomes half court.
Yeah.
Teams limit like wild transitional plays.
And then in the last 5 minutes, it's like my best player versus your best player.
So does Memphis have that?
They have Ja.
Yeah.
But he's not 6'7".
But he is shooting like 40-foot jumpers now.
And
like
really
making
cool.
them a lot.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Steph Curry, where like he's also not 6'6".
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. How do you want to shake out this shaking out the rest of this playoff picture?
Let's do the East play in games first.
Okay.
And then we'll come back to the actual playoffs.
Love that.
We got right now, if it ended, the Nets would play the Raptors for the 7th seed, and then the Hornets and the Hawks would play, and the winner would play the loser of that Raptors-Nets game.
Mm-hmm.
I like Charlotte versus Atlanta right off the bat.
Dude.
I don't need to see any of the teams below them.
Washington, Knicks, Indiana, Detroit, Orlando.
No.
Ah.
That's a no for me, dog.
Washington's might sneak in.
They were so good earlier. What happened to them?
They were really good, then they became really bad, and then they got Porzingis. Did you watch that game?
No.
It's going to be interesting.
Kuz and Porzingis on the same team in
Washington.
Porzingis
looked really good.
And which that's he actually does sometimes.
Which he does sometimes. And, but like Wizards fans were like, holy shit, we got one.
Porzingis,
this
yeah.
is it. This yeah. is our guy. But like, man, he stopped in a few cities and they've been like, we got one.
Yeah.
So
every team he was on, when he plays well, it's like this guy's the top 7 player in the NBA.
And you look at all of his teammates and they're like, wow, he's so tall. And like giving him high fives and he seems beloved. It's like, I am curious 10 games from now.
Yep.
Like when he has to sit out from knee soreness, general knee soreness.
Or he gets 4 rebounds one game. And you're like, isn't he 7'4"? Why is he not getting any rebounds at all?
Yeah. But Charlotte.
Charlotte is exciting and Atlanta is exciting. I didn't realize Atlanta was this far down.
Yeah, Atlanta's been losing a lot this year. So as of now, this would be Charlotte versus Atlanta and Toronto versus Brooklyn. Is that correct?
Yeah, which sounds fun to me.
Charlotte versus Brooklyn. I mean, last night, Brooklyn wrecked Charlotte.
Yeah, Kyrie
I don't know if you
specifically.
Watched that. What's that?
Kyrie specifically.
Yeah. 50. Say your tweet.
50 burger. Oh.
Say your tweet.
Kyrie had 50 points and 0 shots.
When you sent that, were you like, this has a chance?
It felt a little hacky.
Really?
Because of the whole vaccine thing. Like, I'm like, I hope nobody else has said this already.
Did you search?
I didn't search because I didn't want to have that on my conscience.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Just send it out.
Because what if I search and it's like somebody that nobody read said it 3 weeks ago also.
Now it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, read better not
I didn't
to
steal
know.
It from him.
Love.
I swear.
50 points on 0 shots. I was like, I want to see this one fly.
It did fine.
Did fine.
It didn't get 50 just like Kyrie did. It's another one of those examples of like exciting regular season team playing a Kevin Durant team.
That's it.
They're the playoff team.
Yeah. The Kyrie playoff thing is going to be a fun narrative as well.
He can't play home games, but maybe he can starting soon.
Yeah. But even just like, it's just, how do you plan for that?
Yeah.
Well, Ben.
On either side. Like, what do the Nets do? They have 2
Simmons,
game plans.
Does he play a playoff game?
I hope so. He seems to be trending back towards it, but also he hasn't played in a year and a half and his back hurts. So who knows?
We haven't done a podcast since that trade has gone down. Am I wrong in saying that?
Yes, I don't think so. Harden to the Sixers.
Who won the trade?
I guess the common opinion is that they both did. Like, if
did this, did Brooklyn?
Well, yeah, because Harden wasn't very good at the end.
Yeah, so, like, I guess
they,
that's true.
They turned Harden into Drummond. At the very least, Seth Curry, and then Drummond. Also Drummond, and then also Ben Simmons. Right. So, like, okay, fine. That's better than a disgruntled Harden.
And then Harden, again, gets traded, loses 17 pounds on the flight from New York to Philly, that's as right. he does when he gets traded.
Averages 21 points and 16 assists for over five games.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid is the happiest boy in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Good on him.
I'll tell you, Charlotte, Brooklyn, that'd be fun.
That would be fun. So that, but that means the Hornets would have to beat the Hawks.
Do we want Brooklyn in the playoff? In the you know, whatever it's called, the play-in?
I think we want them in the play-in. It would be fun to have them lose that first game and need to win to yeah. make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, just make them sweat a little bit.
Yeah,
so but maybe... I will say the six-seed Cleveland Cavaliers feel a little bit more, even though they've been overachieving this whole season, they've yeah. been a great watch and a really fun basketball team to just literally watch. Don't they feel a little bit more play-in-y? Like, yes. Doesn't it feel like they should be the 8 seed right now?
Right, and maybe instead of Toronto or Brooklyn.
Something, yeah. I feel like Cleveland-Toronto, Toronto actually feels like the right play-in matchup.
Oh, for them to be playing 7-8? So yeah. you want Brooklyn to go all the way? That would be fun. No, although we want Brooklyn to play the Sixers in the first round.
Oh my God. I have not considered that for one baby second.
We're dangerously close to that.
So do either of those teams want that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the Sixers, I'm sure, would rather play Toronto than Brooklyn.
But do they want to play Brooklyn?
They want to beat Brooklyn.
Yes, but they don't want to face them necessarily. This is like, they'd rather have an easier road.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, was I happy that the Clippers lost to Denver and didn't play us in the Western Conference Finals?
Oh, my God.
Thrilled. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah, you got
it. It would have been fun to beat the Clippers, but also it was
but better
so
not to
fun.
Have to. You were such a, you were on one.
That joy has lasted me up until last week.
Because they had so much, oh, that was just
the meltdown
last
of it all.
Week. That's so funny.
Yeah, it, right when the Lakers started losing, that's when I started coming down from that high, and it's finally gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially because the Clippers, I think, have beaten us every single game since then. They're like 11 and 1.
That's not even hyperbole, correct?
Yeah, yeah. They've swept us this year.
Yeah.
Probably last year.
Mm-hmm.
No Kawhi, no Paul George.
You have stars.
Yes.
They don't.
They don't.
Why do they win?
Because I think it's the not stars that helps them.
They have real not stars?
They have real players that don't necessarily need to be stars.
It is your... I don't want to... Okay, I won't go back to Lakers, but it's a tough watch.
It's a tough watch.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So let's give Brooklyn the 7th seed, because then that sort of matches them up with the Sixers.
If I'm Harden, I want to play the Nets, right?
Again,
I just...
You want to beat, like, are do basketball players...
In the Eastern Conference Finals is the answer? Yeah, or in the first round?
I don't know. Like, sometimes the players are like, we're not ducking anybody. Right. Like, we want the smoke.
Right.
But do they actually do that?
I don't
or
know.
Do they try to kind of lose a little bit?
I think I'd want the smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, if I got traded from a team... And now I can just guarantee like 7 games with them. That's fun.
But I don't know if Harden wants to play against Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
No, probably not.
No.
Not in the first round.
No.
Kind of get your playoff like
exactly.
Training wheels on.
Yeah, let's okay. Get some momentum. But as fans.
That would be the most watched first round on either side.
Yeah, I mean Sixers Nets would be better than anything I could see in the Western Conference for sure.
Right. And maybe, just that narrative.
Maybe I mean, Lakers Warriors if that happens, but.
That was the play-in last year.
Yeah, it looks like it's not happening. Okay, so let's give the Nets the 7 seed.
Great.
And then Charlotte versus Atlanta. Do you want Charlotte to advance? Or?
Yeah, for sure. But so, I mean, LaMelo versus Trae Young is a fun futures matchup.
But so we don't need the Raptors in the playoffs.
No.
They're a good story, but like,
they're fine.
Who are we watching? They're going to get swept.
Them at their best is like fun basketball, yeah. but they never transcend, like, this team is must watch.
Yeah, without Kawhi.
Yeah, and he's not on their team, so.
That's right. I don't think he's on any team right now. So let's give the Hornets the 8th seed, okay. the Nets the 7th seed.
That's good.
Okay, so at least now our top 8 are set.
Okay.
Okay.
That would make.
Out West, the Suns-Lakers? Is that a fun matchup for you?
Yes,
or do you
want to
see Grizzlies-Lakers and just the young guys just run Avery Suns, Lakers, and company out of
I think Suns-Lakers is the better first-round matchup.
Especially because we got it last year and AD got hurt.
Well, this is it. The Western Conference Finals all over again, correct?
Yeah. No, that was the first round last year.
Oh, fuck.
AD got hurt and Lakers were up 2-1 in that series just a year ago.
Yeah, that's good redemption. Crazy. And I think the Lakers have a better chance of beating the Suns, as strange as it sounds, even though they're such a complete, fast-paced, dynamic team.
Yeah. Oddly enough.
Than the Grizzlies.
Yeah. The Grizzlies would sweep them. Mm. Phoenix might lose a game or two.
Okay.
I mean, just the Lakers winning the first game in Phoenix would just like everyone would get really, really tight in that
I just
series.
Don't know how they could. I don't know how the Lakers could.
It would be a LeBron thing where he scores like 48 points, gets Maybe. 12 rebounds and 12 assists.
It has to be an AD thing.
Yeah.
I think it ideally, actually has to be.
He needs to play basketball. For
like,
sure.
And he needs to be like that 40-18 crazy.
That was fun 2 years ago. So Lakers Suns first 1-8. Memphis is 2 seed. Who would be the most exciting opponent for them? Minnesota?
Golden State? Could they fall that far?
No, they're tied, unfortunately.
Damn.
Actually, Memphis Minnesota would be pretty fun cuz it's Ant versus Ja and company.
Yeah. Those are two guys really kind of like who could be the face of the league in just a year or two.
Yeah, and very similar color schemes too, Memphis and Minnesota.
Memphis-Minnesota feels good. Those are like two teams that haven't been in the playoffs for a while.
Exactly,
like,
young versus young.
And there's enough pressure on other teams like the Jazz and the Nuggets and teams like that that have like should be here, but mm-hmm. Minnesota would already be overachieving. So there is that like opportunity for them to just be like, no one gave us a chance and actually just take out Memphis.
And also, yeah, one of those two teams will be in the second round, which would be a huge win for them.
That's
going
true.
Into the season.
That's true.
They would both take a second round.
I'd want that.
Okay, Minnesota versus Memphis. And then the last four teams are Golden State, Utah, Dallas, Denver.
Golden State, Utah. I would want, personally.
Yeah.
Golden State, Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so Luka versus Steph.
Yeah.
It's funny. Luka ran into the Clippers 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. Could not beat them.
No.
It's like, all right, we're not playing the Clippers this year. Instead, we're playing the Golden State Warriors.
And they have Klay again.
So what if he loses again? He's 0-3 in the fucking playoffs.
He's still like 22.
Yes.
21, whatever he is.
But like at a certain point, like.
Put up or shut up?
Yeah. If you're 0-3.
I don't put that kind of pressure on him yet.
If he's a Hall of Famer and like everyone says like a potential top 10 player of all time.
He's been in the playoffs every year of his career?
Maybe not the first year. And then in the second and third, he lost to the Clippers. And then this is his fourth year. This is his fourth year.
Good pressure.
Yeah.
And who better to do it against than the 3-time defending champions?
Yeah. Like how many times can you say, sorry, I just ran into like the better team.
It's true.
Better team.
Right.
Like, okay. So now you're
Why
in
aren't you the
year.
Better team?
Yeah.
When do you become?
You're him. But you're like, on that team.
And Denver, Utah to me goes back to what I was saying earlier. Two very similar, we're supposed to be here teams.
Mm-hmm. Jokic versus Gobert is pretty fun.
Yeah.
I would assume Denver would win, but maybe not. Like
They've been overachieving this whole year.
Yeah, they still don't have Murray and they still don't have Porter.
Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon. But like Utah hasn't, despite their record, they haven't been playing that well.
No, I mean, even the Lakers beat them a couple times.
Right. Like they're like.
The gosh darn Lakers.
Yeah, they score like 93.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell is another one of those guys where it's like, you're awesome.
And I wouldn't miss one of those two teams.
No, yeah.
You know,
I mean,
like
it would be fun to see Jokic advance. The more yes. Jokic we get, the better.
Agreed.
Okay, so.
But that shakes out.
That's a pretty solid, and that's seemingly doable. Lakers, Suns, Grizzlies, T-Wolves, Golden State versus Dallas. That's fun. And then Utah versus Denver. Doable.
I think that's exactly how I'd like this to shake out. I don't think it will. I don't think the Lakers.
Win two games to get into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. And that's, I was even going to presume a little bit more and say I'm not certain that the Lakers are going to
even make it.
Yeah. I mean, how many games is the 11 seed behind them right now?
It's the Blazers who are actively trying to lose. Oh. They're 3 losses behind.
Okay. You're sitting pretty.
Yeah. It'd have to be like the Spurs winning, like going like 15-5.
That ain't happening either.
That's kind of tough.
Okay.
Doable. It's doable.
But that's going to be tough for the Lakers to win two games.
Yes.
AD has to play the best basketball of his entire season as soon as he gets back.
And not get hurt.
Yes. as soon. Like, the game he steps on the court, it has to be 40 and 18.
He can't have one of those rusty, ooh, I wasn't shooting very well.
Nope, nope, 33 minutes. We need you to be a defensive menace out there.
That's right, you're playing cat.
Make all of us so much better right now.
Good luck.
Good luck.
And I don't know if you can walk yet, but hey,
do
have
it.
At it.
But do it.
All right, we already locked in on the East. Sixers, Nets, everybody wants it. That's, we need to see it.
That is wild.
Ben Simmons playing in Philadelphia.
Imagine the free throws.
Imagine his children. Could they even attend the
games? No, no, no. It would be a shock if he attended those games. He shot 33% from the free throw line the playoffs.
Correct.
1-3.
Free throw line.
Going back to Philly. Like, they would hack him, right?
They would do a hack of Ben.
That's like a really sad story to witness.
But what if he does... Like, are you rooting for Ben Simmons? Or like...
It's a good question.
Because he's not even like that... interesting or fun young, like Markel Fultz we kind of root for, because
I don't even know where my sympathy would lie for him per se. Like, he's,
I mean, you put him above the Sixers fans.
Oh well,
certainly.
You put every person walking this earth above Philly sports fans,
right? So like, in theory, he's above that.
But he had, and if, I'm of the mind that if you say I'm having mental health issues, I'm not going to question it.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I might dance around other things that you've done, but I'm not going to question that.
Yes.
But then he came back to the team and he practiced with a cell phone in his pocket. And I was like, oh, you're...
He's phoning, literally phoning it in.
Yes, literally phoning it in his pocket.
Yep.
And he, there's just enough where it's like, well, I'm not like sympathetic or sad for you. So am I rooting for you? I think I'd like to see him make him hit his free throws.
What would be the funnier outcome? It would be Simmons beating the Sixers.
It would be Simmons beating the Sixers on a three. Like a 3-point shot.
That would be incredible.
If he went like 7 for 9 from three.
That would be the
11
greatest
from
moment.
12 from
the floor.
That would
be the greatest moment in sports history.
Oh, he was just holding it back this whole time.
For this one moment.
Shoot or shoot.
Okay, Miami's the one seed, despite it all. They've also had injuries, but they're 44-22.
They're going to win the whole... they're going to win the NBA championship.
They're great.
They're going to win the NBA championship. I'm gritting my teeth and whispering it. They're great.
They would play the Hornets, which seems fun to me.
Very fun.
Very fun. For a 1-8 matchup, we've been watching like Milwaukee versus Orlando for several years.
Charlotte is the type of team that could actually give them a headache.
They're so young. They're like, they're perfect. Like, every day I look at them like, we lost by 41 to fucking Dallas. Like, how did that happen? And then the next day, like, they beat like a really good team. You're like, you have no idea who's going to show up.
Yes. And that's youth.
Yeah. Sundays they'll play well and Sundays they won't.
Heat culture is all about like knowing exactly what you do every day, being so precise and all that.
They're ready for it.
And Charlotte's just like chaos.
Yeah. We're young and then hopefully we can win a game or two.
They just dive bomb to the hole.
Yes.
If you watch, I love watching their offense because guys just get the ball and they don't even have a plan. They just know, get as fast as you can to the rim and jump.
Yes.
See what happens next.
That's right.
And so fun to watch.
So Miami versus Charlotte, I think we can all sign up for one of those.
Oh, that's a chef's kiss.
Sixers, Nets, great. This is, by the way, the first year in a while where like the Eastern Conference games are going to be better than
must
the
see.
West. Yep. Yeah. Who do we want the Bucks to play? The Celtics, Bulls, or Cavs? Because the Bucks are probably going to be the third seed.
Bucks... in the first round, I mean, you kind of want the Bucks and the Bulls to go a little longer than that. I'd almost say the Celtics.
That'd be fun. Green on green.
Yeah, Robert Williams on Giannis.
And it would be fun, like Boston's playing really well as a Laker fan.
Yeah.
To just see them just run into the Bucks in the first round and lose.
Or see Jason Tatum make that leap.
Which he's sort of doing right now.
Yeah, that 50-whatever point game against Brooklyn was so
against
awesome.
Against KD.
Yeah. Like with KD on him.
Yes.
Very hard shots.
Yes.
Step backs to the right and to the left.
That's
which
correct.
It was really, really hard, draining all that.
That's right.
Could they be a surprise? Boston? They've been good.
I feel like they could beat any team but Milwaukee. I feel like they don't really have an answer for the Giannis, Middleton, Drew Holiday trio.
They traded Schroeder and...
got better.
It got better. Derek White.
That's right.
Somehow that was just better.
Solid player.
Okay.
Where is Schroeder right now?
Yeah. I don't know. Tough circumstances following that guy.
Where is he?
Dallas?
No.
Where is Schroeder? I feel like we had another game with another player like this who played on like 19 teams.
I feel like I've seen him in a highlight like playing with somebody. And it's like, oh, Schroeder's there. It's almost like Rondo in Cleveland, but not quite.
I'm now
where,
stuck
where was
on...
Derek White? He was not...
He's in San Antonio.
So, so Schroeder's not there. On San Antonio.
I don't know. But was it Eric Pascal, the other one?
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was Omari...
Omari Spellman.
Omari... He played on four teams at the same time. You could pick him from four different games on FanDuel.
Schroeder is on the Rockets.
Sure.
Playing the Lakers tonight.
Okay, good luck. I'll tell you what, that's an interesting watch.
That's a fun one.
Rockets are another one of these teams.
Jalen Green will jump
They'll just run.
Jump over Avery Bradley.
They'll just run.
He'll use him as a dunk contest participant.
Okay. How many other Eastern matchups do we have left?
One less. Cavs-Bulls.
Interesting.
I don't mind that.
The Cavs just, they were so fun for the first 50 games of the season, and then just these little injuries. Jared Allen's now gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, broke his finger.
Is he going to play?
No, he missed his first game last night.
But is he going to play in the playoffs?
It depends on the broken finger, I guess.
Do we want the Cavs to play Milwaukee? Just like, as
I feel
a
like
fun...
Cavs, what makes more spiritual sense to me is Cavs, Boston, and Chicago, Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
If we're playing the perfect setup to like what's the most fun first rounds,
yeah,
like Boston Milwaukee feels like a good matchup, but I don't know, something about it just feels,
well, it's two green teams, two red teams. So do we want to go green versus red, or do we want to go red versus red, green versus green?
I think I want to go green versus red.
So we'll go Boston Chicago classic,
and that's pretty good.
That's just the classic. It's Larry Bird, it's Michael Jordan,
and that can go both ways.
Yes,
I really don't know who wins that.
Well, Chicago is 0-14 against the top three seeds in the East this year, I believe.
Are you serious?
I believe they have yet to beat Miami, Philadelphia, or Milwaukee. 0-14.
Wow. That's a great stat.
They are 39-12 against everybody else.
I was surprised that they lost 13 games this season. That's like as much as Phoenix has lost.
That's right.
Them coming out the gates was one of the biggest surprises as an NBA fan I've experienced in years.
Or DeRozan being an MVP candidate. Going from that too. Why did they sign him to, oh, never mind, he's the fourth best player in the NBA.
And the Lakers could have.
Yes, easily. For less money.
He's from LA.
Perfect fit.
They went with Russ. Russ, baby.
we needed the Russ.
Yeah.
We needed the opposite of DeRozan.
The exact opposite.
Polar.
Literally.
Yes.
You are trying to bench him now.
Correct.
Can't.
Cannot.
No, bad optics.
Now we want, do we... mutually agree to part ways. That's where we've come to, like in sports.
A buyout?
Not even a buyout, just like a stay at home. Al Horford.
We'll pay you?
We'll still pay you. Just take a beat.
Are you better?
Yes.
With him?
Gone. Without him. Without him, yeah.
You're better
without him.
No way.
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Yikes. Really?
My question is, are we better with him on the bench and we play 4-on-5?
Stop it.
If we can literally replace him with THD.
Who is that? Who you to replace him with?
Or Monk or THD, Austin Reeves. It doesn't matter.
Just not you.
Just not Russ. We don't need Russ.
He's a net loss.
He's a net
loss. When he's
loss.
On the court,
correct.
Everything gets worse.
Minus 10 every 48 minutes.
Damn. Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
It's a combination of LeBron and Rob Pelinka, I guess.
Damn. How far are we falling?
It's been a minute. I mean, he was the MVP just 4 years, 5 years ago. Okay, so let's give it to Chicago versus Cleveland, or Chicago versus Boston, and then Cleveland versus Milwaukee.
Can you read that those matchups down?
Mm-hmm. Heat, Hornets.
Fun.
Sixers, Nets.
More fun.
Atomic. Bucks, Cavs.
Bucks will wreck.
Yeah, Bucks will wreck, but it's fun to see like Mobley and Garland play against like who they hope to be one day, Jrue Holiday
well said.
And Giannis.
Well said.
And then Bulls, Celtics, just classic NBA matchup.
Garland's been good, huh?
He's great.
Do you watch Garland?
I've seen him play some games, and he's just like, he's kind of like Ja Morant out there.
Yeah.
Like, sort of doing whatever he wants.
Yeah. Hit,
making 40 points sometimes.
Yeah.
And just making his teammates better.
I'm so trained to see someone in a Cavs jersey and be like, they're just going to flame out. Or
right.
Whatever. Like, and watching him and Mobley play. Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Legit good.
It's like, oh, wow. You don't instantly fail just because you put on this jersey.
And they're on Cleveland. So they're doing it despite being on Cleveland.
Not easy.
Okay. Let's go back west. We're down to, let's say who we want to see in the second round.
Wow, okay.
So Suns, Lakers, we assume Phoenix will advance.
Yeah, and I know that you and by proxy me are Lakers fans, mm-hmm. but I want to see the better team win.
Yeah, Phoenix might be the best team in the whole darn league.
Yeah.
Grizzlies, Wolves, we want to see Grizzlies advance? Ja Morant?
Yeah, company? Over the Wolves, I think so. I mean, the point guard versus the point guard of mm-hmm. the future.
Warriors, Dallas.
Interesting.
I don't love, like, as fun as the Luka Mavericks are, I don't love watching them.
No.
He's not, like, exciting. He's just, like, crafty and kind of interesting.
It's not that sexy, even though the plays are amazing and the stat lines are crazy.
It's a lot of drive and kicks.
Yep.
Dorian Finney-Smith, Tim Hardaway Jr.
I haven't watched a lot of Spencer Dinwiddie yet, so I don't know how that has necessarily changed the play.
He's been playing pretty well for them, actually.
I would be choosing based on just past versus future. Like, I've seen the Warriors in this position for so long.
But is it fun to watch them win again? Or do we want to crown a new
I know who I'd pick. I know who I'd want to win. Do you know who you'd
want
to win?
I'd want the Warriors to win. Okay. So Warriors and then Denver versus Utah. I just want to see more Jokic.
I want more Jokic too, and I also want them to blow up Utah.
Okay, so then we got the best second round possible is the Warriors versus the Nuggets. Pretty fun.
Pretty fun. Feels just like we've been living in that Western Conference matchup for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, you know what? No, it would be Phoenix versus Denver.
Wow.
Which is also kind of fun.
That is fun.
And then Memphis versus Golden State, which, remember that play on? The play-in game last year was when Ja went in there and they beat the Warriors.
Wow. So we want that.
Yep.
We want that.
That'd be a fun second round.
So do we? Yeah. I'm seeing it all play out now.
Yes, that's right. That would be Suns versus Nuggets and Warriors Grizzlies in the second round.
Yeah.
Not mad at that.
Not mad at that at all.
Out east, it would be Miami versus the winner of Chicago versus Boston.
Miami versus Chicago or Boston. Who's better, Chicago or Boston right now?
Probably Boston right now.
Uh-huh.
They're playing better.
Who would give Miami a harder time?
Probably Boston, because they have Jason Tatum and solid defense. Although Chicago's
going to come
DeRozan
back,
and Levine and
get Caruso back. They're going to be running around like madmen again.
I'd want to see Miami versus Chicago.
So do I.
Red versus red.
So do I.
And then who do you want to see beat, Brooklyn or Philly?
I'm from New York, and I want to see Philly win.
Really?
I want to see Philly win, and it's not a New York Knicks thing.
But do you want to see Harden and Embiid win?
I don't know. I do want to see Kyrie.
You want to see Kyrie, Durant, and Simmons lose.
I think I do. It's less about Philly winning and more about Brooklyn losing. It's funny when you don't care or like you don't love or hate a team.
Right.
Like I don't love or hate either of them. I'm squarely in the middle.
Right. I mean, Brooklyn in theory doesn't deserve to win.
Correct. Well said.
Philosophically.
And Philly kind of does because Philly they played through.
And
Maxey showed up.
Embiid is awesome.
Yes.
They drafted fine and they made good trades and they trusted the process and now they're here.
Brooklyn's a really tough team to root for right now. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean,
the little troll in me wants Brooklyn to just win the championship just because it would like destroy the NBA. Like this team wasn't that good. They sort of shoved two pieces together that nobody really likes and they would still win, which is kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know why the basketball gods wouldn't smile.
Wouldn't allow that.
No.
Right. I think I'd want Philly, though Durant, Kyrie. I think I'd say Philly.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I think so too. I like Joel Embiid a lot.
Yeah.
He deserves
of them all, he's the one that I would pluck.
And then the Bucks would probably beat the Cavs.
Do we want the Bucks to come out of the East again?
Want?
Or have we seen it?
We've seen it and they're awesome and Giannis is probably the best player in the NBA to me.
Yeah.
Just the most unguardable, great defender.
Yep.
Will tear his ACL and then just come back the next game like nothing happened.
That happened.
Isn't he went the wrong way, took one game off, and then he was back.
That happened.
Yes, that happened.
I can't explain it, but that happened.
We saw it.
Witnessed.
And he was fine.
Rubber band knee. He came back. That happened.
And scored 50 in a game. Finals clinching win.
Correct.
I think I would want to see Miami, Chicago, and then the Sixers and the Bucks. That's pretty fun.
That is pretty
fun. Giannis versus Embiid.
And now I can start to figure out who I really want to see in the Eastern Conference Finals.
All right, let's go back west. We got the Suns and the Nuggets.
I mean, the Suns need another shot. Jokic is definitely my favorite player in all of that. But the Suns are the best.
Yeah.
Their team is so...
It's a
good at basketball.
It's a perfectly constructed team.
Agreed.
Like there's no flaws.
And it's not just talent based because you even pointed out. It's like, damn, Elfrid Payton has like 20 and like 13 tonight. And you're like, because the system is so good, you can take out Chris Paul and literally put in almost anyone, including one of the worst point guards from all of last year, Elfrid Payton. And the system will just make you rise up.
And then they lost. They lost Devin Booker for a little bit too.
They lost.
Cam Johnson scores 30 then.
Just came up.
Just Cam Johnson.
Half court winner against the Knicks.
Did you watch that game?
Of course I watched that game.
Were you like, he's going to miss this free throw and we're going to lose at the buzzer?
I knew the Knicks were going to lose and I did not know how it was going to happen. That missed free throw sucked, man.
Was it RJ Barrett or
who was it? I don't remember, but I remember
Alec Burke, maybe.
Alec Burke. Yep, that's who it was. It was just one of those things where it's just like, and they got the ball and we lose. You just knew. You just
bank.
Knew.
Bank.
Clean, though. Like center square.
Yeah, bank, no rim.
No. Bum, bum. You lose. You lose.
Yep, and it made sense.
So they should win. So, I think Phoenix should win that.
Yeah, they're just, let's reward them for doing everything right for correct. Four seasons straight.
Yes, correct.
And then it would be Memphis versus Golden State.
That's a good question. Who do you, I mean, we know who the cool kids want.
The cool kids want Ja.
But is there something more passing the torchy about going through Steph, Clay, and Draymond? About the Suns beating
It's kind of a full
Warriors.
Circle thing because, like, I think before the Warriors were the Warriors, they would, like, lose to the Grizzlies. It would be like Mike Conley and Zach Randolph, like, beat them up.
That's
like,
interesting.
Oh, Golden State played pretty well. They, like, took them to six. Then the Warriors became amazing, and the Memphis was probably the worst team in the NBA a few years, seasons ago. Now the Warriors are going down, and the Grizzlies are going up, and they're playing each other again.
But at that point, the Warriors may be coming back up because I think Draymond's coming back next week.
Yep.
Clay should hopefully be getting a little better, putting a little weight on, those kind of things.
Who are you rooting for in that series?
I think that's one of those weird series where you are just rooting for the game. And that's not a cop-out answer. Like,
games.
You're literally just like, give me the best possible, like, make everyone be operating at a 10.
Yeah.
But there is something in those series, your gut usually starts guiding where you're rooting. And I probably want Golden State to
Interesting.
Win.
I was going to say Memphis, just because like the Grizzlies are new, young, exciting.
Yeah.
Golden State, we've seen it before. We know what they have.
I know, but like the new, young, exciting to me is like, it's Ja. And then like, I want to be more excited about Triple J. I'm just not there yet with him and Jaren Jackson. And then like, I start going down the names and I'm like, you guys are all so fun to watch and play and you're all hyped and you play for one another. But like, I don't know you yet.
Yeah,
I know your record and I know the results.
Bane.
Yeah, like I'm just like I don't see myself like going crazy, being like that's such a Bane shot.
Yeah,
you know. But I do want to see Steph still make those 40-50 footers. And
you're more comfortable. This is like the old sitcom that you occasionally watch. Like, oh, Modern Family's on. Let's see what they're up to.
Yep. Yeah. Just check in. It's like do your thing.
I know these guys.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Ja in the conference finals seems very exciting.
But couldn't you see like Memphis losing?
Yep.
And then. Next year, just being...
Right, exactly. The Suns.
The Suns.
Yeah, exactly. Like, right. We got there. You need to get there close, fail.
Talk about it in the offseason. Know that we did that. Bring the team back.
Which could still happen if they beat the Warriors and lost to the Suns in the finals.
Right.
The conference finals.
Right.
Okay. So some combination. I'll say Grizzlies. You say Warriors. I'm okay either way. Because I think
both of us,
Phoenix will beat either of those teams.
And is that who we want in our perfect playoffs?
Right. So who do you want to see in the conference finals? Suns, Warriors? The best two teams from earlier in the year?
I think so.
That would be fun because it's like two of the like oldest, best players. Like these are 28
That's
32
true.
Year olds.
That's true.
These aren't 22 year olds.
The kids will have their time.
We've seen the 22 year olds thing work sometimes.
It's great in the regular season. They jump around. They have fun.
But the 28 to 30 year olds are the ones that decide who wins the
This
NBA.
Is who wins.
Yes.
Yes.
And the Lakers are on the other side of that.
Either. Damn, that's a place.
We're the
34
year
back.
Olds. Yeah.
Oh.
We used to be 28. AD, by the way, is 28. Doesn't seem to matter.
I mean, in age.
Yes. Right. But in injury, he's 39. He's the Andre Drummond of injuries.
DJ Augustine was your young, youthful pickup. Who's playing well?
He's fine.
35?
Yeah, at least. Can he dunk? You think he could dunk?
I don't know. But I did hear that JJ Redick has one dunk in
the
NBA.
NBA. Yeah, that's correct.
That was a conversation you and I have been going back with for a while.
Okay, who do we want to see in the East? If the Sixers are playing the Bucks and the Heat are playing the Bulls.
Which Sixers Bucks would be a treat.
Yes. Giannis versus Embiid is crazy.
Would Giannis match up against Embiid would be my question.
Maybe not at first, but at the end of the game. But like we need
to stop. Right, like the final 5 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Who do you want to see in the conference finals? Miami is cool. I'd want to see them instead of Chicago.
I want to see, I don't mean to jump ahead, but I'd like to see Miami Phoenix in the finals.
So let's at least put Miami in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then do you want to see them play Giannis or do you want to see them play Harden and Embiid?
Harden and Embiid.
Because it's new.
It's new.
We've seen Giannis.
Yeah.
He's great.
Harden has never made it to the Western Conference Finals, has he?
I think.
Did he with the Rockets?
Yeah, when he was with the Rockets against the Warriors.
And then, when it all fell apart.
Collapse, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's gotten close like this, but he's never gotten to the finals. Oh, yes, he has with OKC. He's never led a team.
Right.
Okay, so who would you want? I think I'd want Philly versus Miami.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's a 12-round boxing match. Like, those are two teams with edge.
I mean, these all are. Like, the Sixers would have to beat the Nets, the Bucks, and the Heat just to get to the finals.
Holy shit.
Those are, like, three of the top five teams in the NBA.
They are going to be really tired in whatever third matchup they come out of that. And if they have to walk into the Heat.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then they have to beat them and play the Suns.
Yep.
That's going to be a very hard path.
And the Heat just got Oladipo quietly.
Yeah, yeah. How did he do?
Well.
Really?
He played really well.
Wow.
And, like, really springy.
All right. Good on Victor.
Yeah.
Future Laker?
Everyone is to you.
That's cool.
Everyone is to you.
We'll sign him.
So that's the Heat versus the Suns? Or
Heat versus Sixers in the conference finals in a perfect world, and Suns versus the Warriors in yours.
And then who do we want?
Phoenix. And kind of the Sixers. I want to see Embiid in the finals.
That actually would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Phoenix?
Like Miami, we just saw. They lost to the Lakers.
It wasn't just. That was like two seasons ago,
but less than 2 years ago.
But like in that weird bubbly way where like guys were fainting.
Yes, exactly.
Like in the last game, they're like, I have nothing to give this game.
This is all
anymore.
I have.
Yeah.
There are no fans.
There is something interesting to me about Suns versus Heat because they are so deep. Both of those teams are such well-constructed teams that like if Embiid goes down or something, it's like there's just nothing to make up for that.
Yeah.
You know, as great as Harden is. But like those 12 versus 12s of those two teams would actually be a really
solid matchup.
Just a good basketball series.
Yeah. But at the same time, you want to see the best players.
Mm.
Like Embiid is, to me, better than a Jimmy Butler. I know Jimmy Butler is great. But
yeah,
he's
I know
not
what
like,
you mean.
He's not
I know what
an
you
MVP
mean.
Player
yeah.
right now.
No one can stop him. He would eat Ayton's lunch.
But that would be fun to see.
That'd be
Ayton
fun to
versus,
see.
It's like Barkley versus Godzilla.
I'm starting to think about the matchups now, and it is pretty fun. I mean, it would be Maxey against CP3, or would it be Harden against CP3?
Oh, that's another great thing. Those teammates in Houston are
yes,
each other.
Yes, that's a good narrative. Yeah, I was trying
good
to think of a
narrative. Good narrative.
Then you have Tobias Harris on like Jay Crowder, I guess.
Why is Tobias Harris still on the Sixers?
He's getting a max contract too. He has a max contract.
They bet on the wrong pony. They had Butler.
Dude.
They kept Harris.
Yeah.
And now Harris is not even, he's not max, he's not even the top three anymore.
No,
he's
definitely the fourth
Embiid,
option.
Maxey.
And Maxey is really fun to watch.
And also we have Tobias Harris. He's like the Cam Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bonus Jonas over here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a solid fourth,
costs
fifth,
so much
player.
Money.
So much money.
$35 million, $37 million, something like that.
I think you can get away with that because you're getting a lot from Maxey, who's like young and
oh yeah, the rookie contract.
Right.
Right. So I think that's probably the most fun.
Sixers-Suns. That's pretty fun.
Sixers-Suns. I could really take Sixers or Miami, I'm realizing, out of the East and be fine with it.
Yes.
And I would want them to go up against the Suns in the finals.
Not the Warriors or the Grizzlies.
No, not at the end of the day. The Suns, to me, have been the benchmark for quality basketball. And
they
like true winning basketball, not just like lucky bounces along the way.
Do they deserve to win the title? Like, does Chris Paul find... Like, Chris Paul, everyone's like, he's a master, he's a maestro, highest basketball IQ, does everything right. And would he never win a championship? Is that right? Does that sit right with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
right. That does, actually.
Because he's kind of a little bit of a dickling.
Kinda. And, like, he just... My brain had already settled on the fact that he's never going to win a championship, like, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Like, when he went to OKC, I was like, ah, good run. Of course, he's...
He got close with the Clippers, but they didn't make it happen.
Yeah, but he's gotten better somehow all these years later, so...
He was traded for Russ 3 years ago, and then the Thunder were like, we got to give you... We need draft picks, because Chris Paul's not as good as Russell Westbrook.
Absurd.
Yeah. Now Russell Westbrook is out of the NBA.
You were so wrong.
Yeah. It should have been the exact opposite, and Chris Paul has gotten better with age. Vegan.
So, I would be rooting for, I feel like I'm kind of contradicting myself, talking it out, I think I'd like to see the Suns win it all this year.
Okay.
I think I'd like to see the Suns win it all this year, but I think I'd like to see them go up against Miami or Philly and just make it a dogfight.
Got it.
That would be my perfect playoffs.
And I don't want, like, Harden sabotaged and submarined a team.
Yeah.
Daryl Morey kind of screwed the pooch on the Simmons thing.
Yeah.
Do we want to reward those people
no.
with a title?
I think it does make spiritual sense that Brooklyn and Philly, just because of the sins surrounding them, Philly really didn't do much outside of just like talk shit about their player in the playoffs last year that made him go away.
Yeah.
To deserve it. But I think that both of them at some point should disappear from the conversation.
And I don't know if the Suns have ever won a championship. Like, they were close with Charles Barkley. They were close with Steve Nash.
That seems right.
So, like, this is their third time being close.
That seems right.
Maybe this is the time they go.
And I mean, that'd be 2 years in a row.
They up 2-0 in the finals last year.
Were they?
Yeah. They were like, if they almost won game three, too. I think that was like a crazy Giannis game.
Jeez.
Where they would have been up 3-0.
It would be cool if 2 years in a row, two small market franchises won their first NBA championships.
That's right. Phoenix would be like, I think I looked it up where it was like, not since 1970 something did a Western Conference team not in Texas or California win a championship.
Jesus.
It's like Lakers, Rockets, I Dallas. I know,
franchisey.
Golden State. Yeah. This would be like the first second tier team to do that.
Vegas odds say that they are the favorite to win the NBA championship.
Let's see. Vegas odds are weird. Yeah, the Lakers are still favorites. Just joking. Don't get mad at me, everybody. Basketball futures. Yeah, it's got to be either them or Milwaukee, right?
We'll see.
NBA title. Let's see here. Bovada doesn't have it listed. NBA Finals futures. Let's see what VegasInsider.com is.
when Bovada doesn't show up.
Wow. Okay. So the Suns are the favorites at plus 450. Still not like
not bad.
Prohibitive favorites. Yeah, 4.5 to 1. The Warriors are second.
I don't buy it.
Weird, right? I guess they think Steph plus Draymond plus Clay plus Kerr is
I've
enough.
Already forgotten how dominant they were at the beginning of the season. Yes. Let's put it that way.
Yes, because the Draymond has just not been playing.
That's it.
Third is a tie between Brooklyn, Philly, Milwaukee. They're all 6-1.
Only one of those teams will have to go through the play-in to get there.
Yeah, the problem is they all have to sort of play each other, too.
Right.
Miami is behind them.
Wow.
As the one seed. They're 10-1.
10-1.
You like that bet.
I mean, what's stopping us from putting 100 down?
Only we just need $100.
If we can find $100,
we can win 1,000.
Email buckets at gmail.com.
This is to win, though. They have to win it all. Utah's 16-1. Boston's 18-1. Memphis is 26-1.
I'd be curious what the longest long shot ever to win the NBA championship was.
Mm. Yeah. Was it the Dirk Mavericks, maybe?
Maybe.
But they were the number one seed, too. Who's a random team to win the finals?
Because a six never has won the NBA championship, right?
A six? I think the Rockets, one of the years, the second year.
Olajuwon?
Yeah. Like, they were really good, and then they struggled in the regular season. They were like a 5 or 6 seed, right. And they won every series without home court advantage.
Because there's a reality in which an 8 seed wins the NBA championship this year with the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, but they were still third in the Vegas favorites. Yeah, that's funny. Because, I mean, it's just a Durant thing. He just hasn't been playing. So they're 3-17 without him.
Right.
And a number one seed with him.
And they foreseeably get Ben Simmons back.
What are your thoughts on the Knicks at 500-1 winning the championship this year?
No chance.
I don't hate it.
Hell, 500-1.
Yeah, just $2 to win 1,000.
100 to win 50? All right. RJ could have a big second half.
The Lakers are 50-1 right now.
It just can't happen.
You're not touching it.
The Knicks are better than the Lakers right now.
But you just saw the Lakers beat the Knicks.
No, I saw that like a month ago, and then I've seen a lot of Lakers games since.
I see. So they've gotten worse since then. The Knicks slightly better.
And I'm pretty sure you had AD in that game.
On a neutral court, Knicks win. Knicks beat the Lakers.
I think so.
This is we need a loser's bracket to answer questions like this. And then the longest shot who might even make the playoffs are the Pelicans. 250-1. Not crazy.
To win it all?
To win it all.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But it might happen.
It could happen. They're trending up.
They're trending up and they're playing well.
Imagine if Zion just showed up for the final two regular season games, sat out one, and was like, all right, I want my starting spot back.
Yeah, played one, rested one, because he has to condition himself.
Right.
Then dominates. What are Zion's MVP finals MVP odds right now?
Bill Simmons said on Zach Lowe's show that he's heard whispers that he lost 27 pounds.
Really?
That's a lot.
You know, he's one of those guys that could just put
it on, take it off.
Yeah.
Water weight.
All right, sweet. That's the perfect finals. What will actually happen, we don't know.
Stay tuned.
We have to wait and see, unfortunately. We still got a month of regular season basketball left.
Yeah.
This is like the kind of time of the year where it's like, oh, the Nuggets, who need to win, are playing the Blazers, who need to lose. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of ugly games.
That's
out
right.
There.
And there's also going to be those games with like four to go, where one team has already cinched up the 2 seed or the 1 seed, and so like they start sitting players that you really like need for fantasy reasons or whatever.
Well, what if Miami is the 1 seed and they're like, oh, you guys will play Brooklyn if you win, but if you lose, you'll play fucking Toronto, maybe. And they're like, we're resting Jimmy, we're resting Bam, we're resting everybody.
It's the same conundrum in the NFL that happened this year, where those two teams in game week 17 or week 18, all they need to do is tie. If they tied, they both make it to the playoffs.
Raiders, Chargers.
Yes. And so they like could have just kneeled every single play of the game.
Or in overtime. It went into overtime.
Did it go into overtime?
It went into
overtime.
Or
did they kick right before? It went into overtime.
Went into overtime.
So it's like,
why are you guys playing?
No team wants to be put in that position to have to make that choice.
And it was like a game-winning kick at the buzzer.
Yeah.
Like, miss the kick, we'll both go to the playoffs.
Yeah. So Miami's might have that kind of situation where it's like, just, are you going to take a knee? Or are you going to play through it?
Well, I'll tell you, like, the basketball gods don't smile on the tanking teams.
No.
Like, remember the Clippers doing that against Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
So much of it is also just your heat going in.
Yeah.
You know, like, have you won three games in a row?
Or did you play Daniel Otoro like 91 minutes in the last 2 games and lose 2 games? And now you're playing Dallas.
Yeah.
And you're struggling against them.
Great Otoro drop, by the way.
It's been a minute since we talked about Otoro, but I'll never forget. All right, sweet. William, where can people hear more of you?
Oh, HeadGum. Anywhere, everywhere. No Joke Podcast to start.
You're all over the gum.
All over the gum.
You're not just this show, but your own darn show, too.
Thank you.
And we will hopefully be back in less than a month. We can check on the progress of our perfect playoff dream matchups and see how they're doing.
TBD.
I hope everybody stays healthy. It'll be sad if, like, tomorrow somebody tears an ACL or something like that.
Yeah. I am happy that the COVID thing seems to be rear-view mirror, but the fact that I just said that means that it's right in front of us again.
Yeah. Devin Booker got, like, COVID last week.
That stunk.
Yeah.
Come on.
Where did you go, man?
Yeah.
There's nobody getting it anymore.
I go to games now.
You're fine.
You go to games.
He has to wear a mask on the bench.
Yeah, seriously. I'm eating nachos willy-nilly, breathing out my nose.
All right, sweet. We'll be back soon enough. Thanks for listening, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.